This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Vitalis County Sheriff Joe Fath received the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award at the Wisconsin State Capitol from State Representative Rob Swearingen and State Senator Mary Felskowski. Sheriff Fath, who joined the sheriff's office in 1981 and has been sheriff since 2013, plans to retire in December after 44 years of service. Established in 2019, this award recognizes Wisconsin's firefighters, police officers, sheriff's deputies, and EMS personnel for their exceptional service and selflessness. Each state representative selects one honoree from their district based on community nominations, highlighting those who go above and beyond in their duties. Fath was nominated by citizens for his contributions to public safety and his legacy of service. Congratulations to Sheriff Joe Fath. Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the First Congregational United Church of Christ invites you out to their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. This will feature many craft items alongside the bake sale, including wreaths, hanging hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, porch pots, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 279 North 1st Avenue. Please use the south entrance. Lisa Hale has another profile of a candidate running for Congress in eastern Wisconsin.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of seven Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily. And the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election. But if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other. Because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or a D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Minocqua Town Board unanimously rejected Kurt Bankstead's Administrative Review Permit, or ARP, for Minocqua Brewing Company at its meeting on the 21st due to unpermitted outdoor seating. The board, noting Bankstead's absence and history of permit violations, required the application to be resubmitted as a conditional use permit. Oneida County Planning Director Carl Jenrich, despite initially considering it an ARP, advised processing it as a conditional use permit for the proposed Elizabeth's Art Garden outdoor feature. Concerns are raised about parking waivers and Bankstead's outstanding fines. The motion to reject the ARP passed unanimously. Thursday at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will be sharing a collection of hauntingly delightful stories, perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress or to spook. This is free and family-friendly, so don't miss it. Once again, this is taking place Thursday at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for. We provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at Fiserv Forum, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.